Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga on Lee Highway. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Well, good morning once again to you, Ed. Happy Sunday to you. Always good to be with you. I always look forward to this time. And thank you to CHI. Like you said, I work with CHI Memorial. I've been a provider in primary care with them for over 20 years in a family tradition that goes back over 150 years in the Northwest Georgia area. I'm honored to continue that tradition. And I'm also the chief of staff at CHI Memorial, Georgia. And CHI continues to expand services to Northwest Georgia, as I've been talking about for many months. And I'm very grateful to be working for them and with them, and so thankful they're a sponsor of our show as well. Also want to give a shout out to Benchmark Physical Therapy. I continue to work with them as a medical director, and they serve all my patients and, gosh, the entire community very, very well. And also another one of our sponsors, LHC, which is Louisiana Healthcare, through Home Care Solutions, Home Health, and Heartlight Hospice. So glad that LHC is a sponsor for us through Home Care Solutions. And, you know, we've had Home Care Solutions and Heartlight Hospice on our show, and I hope to have them both back on so we can teach people, again, the benefits of home health, you know, for primary care and specialty care, as well as Heartlight Hospice. You know, hospice care is something we learn that people just do not understand. And gosh, it's opening my eyes through talking with you about the fact that we need to educate the community on what hospice can offer. It's not what most people think, and it's an industry that's misunderstood, but extremely beneficial and a great ministry to people. It really is, I think, a Christian ministry through Heartlight, and I'm so glad to be associated with them. I also want to give a reminder from CHI Memorial. They want you to know that no matter how minor any emergency you have is, it's still a major problem for you. So when you're short on time and in need of quality health care, just visit one of four CHI Memorial convenient care locations. Those are located in Chattanooga, Cleveland, Lafayette, or Signal Mountain. No appointment is necessary, and conveniently charging a primary care copay, a less expensive alternative to emergency rooms or most urgent care centers. So it's walk-in care right now. Just visit chimemorialconvenientcare.org for more information. That's chimemorialconvenientcare.org. And, you know, Ed, one thing I've been wondering about is, you know, well, what you're going to be doing this year, things that we've talked about so much during the year. I want to share with you something, a little quote I came across actually this morning. It's an Oscar Wilde quote, and a lot of people are making their New Year's resolutions, so I want to hear what you're doing. Oscar Wilde said, "Good resolutions are simply checks that men draw on a bank where they have no account." And it's so true. So many resolutions just fall by the wayside. I think you and I have a little bit more consistency. But I know one thing you've worked on during this last year are the stem cell therapies that you've had. And I've been real interested, being a runner myself and having had knee pain. As I recall, you've had those injections in both your knees. And I've been curious how that's going.
Well, thank you for that. And again, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. We've been around since 1979. In fact, celebrating our 40th anniversary next month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I am the self-appointed guinea pig of Chattanooga on all weird and crazy and fringe things. And the crazy part of that is so many of my fringe decisions over the decades have now become mainstream. You know, I remember being I was a pretend bodybuilder back in the 70s and 80s, and I remember us at the gym drinking high fat half and half cream, because we had some knowledge of very little, which that it was probably the right thing to do to gain muscle and to burn body fat. Well, guess that was pretty radical. Well, here's the keto diet. Yeah. What is it? It's a diet with about 75% fat, and it's using exactly the same things we did back then. I'm not taking any credit for it, but most of my little fringe decisions have really come mainstream around, and stem cells was one of those. You know, I keep hearing people talk about their benefits. I read the ads. I am skeptical. Don't think that I'm a sucker. I have a great BS meter within me, and I know pretty quickly if it's something that I need to just throw away because it's only for profit, only with no benefit. Stem cells is not one of those. Now, the devil's in the details. You have to go to the right place, do the right thing. But I have had my knees, despite the fact that I've got almost 62 years of living and everything from running marathons to getting a black belt in karate to blank, 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 climbed two 14,000-foot mountains the past 2 years in Colorado with a really good friend of mine who is in very serious health concern, Butch Williams. Please pray for him. And the fact that my knees feel achy, feel tight, they hurt sometimes. And if it wasn't for me taking all my supplements and doing the right thing, I would be far worse, but it's not where I want to be. So I went and we actually interviewed the Grant from TenCell here in Chattanooga. Yeah. And I went and had an injection in each knee about, what would you say, Dr. Grant, maybe 6 months ago?
That sounds probably about right. A little less than that, maybe.
It's actually on the past shows on vitalhealthradio.com, the interview with Grant. But I can tell you that I am, without exaggerating, I am 50% better than I have been in many, many years. It does take about 8 to 9 months to get the full effects because stem cells is building a whole new cellular structure from the tendons and ligaments and whatever. So I'm really pleased.
And you know, traditional medicine is coming around to that, especially now that there's really no ethical or moral dilemma since they're getting these stem cells from non-controversial sources.
Right.
So even like across the street from my office, Chattanooga Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, as I understand, they're embracing that. Maybe not all the providers, mm-hmm. but they are doing stem cell injections. I'm glad to see traditional medicine coming around.
Yeah, and you know, I had 10 seconds of pain and paid the money and walked away. So
there's a video of that, right?
I did. I never posted it because I look like a crybaby, and I was kind of embarrassed about that.
We should post that on the Vital Health website.
So we've covered the knee thing, the stem cell. Now, saying all that, I take 72 pills a day nutritionally. I've been doing that since I was 14. I'm almost 62. No one needs to take that many pills. Don't think that I think you should. But if you don't take a significant amount past the age of 40, you will age faster. You will go down quicker. Do you want to do that? Well, if you don't care about it, then just keep it in your french fries and donuts and no supplements and don't do anything right, and you'll go down the slippery slope unless you're genetically gifted, which is probably 1 in 1,000, maybe 1 in 500. Those are not good odds for me. I do want to say that, you know, the newest thing coming up for me is a new podcast called The Holistic Navigator. It's on iTunes already. We're going to be super launching it in about 2 weeks. I've got 4 episodes under my belt. I do have to warn you that I'm a little radically outspoken more on that podcast. One reason is because it's 40 minutes long of just me. I don't normally have a guest. I've only had one in the past 5 episodes. I like rambling about these things. Now, I have a topic on each one. I don't just ramble. We did one on memory loss. We did one on gut health. We've done one on sleep. So the Holistic Navigator is available on iTunes. I do appreciate any comments because that's how podcasts gets popular and built. It's only through feedback and ratings. It's not through spending money or advertising. So please do that.
So I assume you go through the nutritionw.com to get to that?
No, it's actually totally separate. I have to keep it separate because I'm not speaking to the Chattanooga community. I'm throughout the United States. And so I never speak of, you know, local places we eat and all the things I talk about here because they can't come here. Most of these people will be living far away. So it's more of a national thing. So, but for those people locally who want to get more of a color and flavor of Ed Jones's outspokenness, then you can go to theholisticnavigator.com and see if it rings true with you. I did eat somewhere new this week, Dr. Green.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's down on Lee Highway. You turn left out of my Nutrition World, and about 3 miles down is a Korean place. And it was one of those deals where I watched them construct it, build it, and I said to myself, I'm not going there. For some reason, it just doesn't look like a place I would want. Well, my daughter, Katie, she came back one day about 3 months ago and said, Dad, you have to eat at Chopsticks. Sticks is spelled S-T-I-X. And I went down there, and unbelievable. They are truly perfectionistic about their preparation, their foods. What do I mean by that? The sourcing of many people from other countries still believe that the vegetables and the foods and the meats should be respected, should be chosen carefully, should be prepared properly. It's not a commodity. It's actually a very valuable entity of our life. And so these people do that. I mean, I get something called Bippy Bop, and it's the only thing I've ever had there. It has five different vegetables. One of those is mushrooms cooked with chicken on the bed of rice with a fried egg on top. Absolutely the best meal I've had in a long time. Took my sister this week, and she could not believe it. So I'm recommending Chopsticks, Chop, and then S-T-I-X, and I hope you get to go there, Dr. Green.
Well, I hope so, too. So, yeah, I got to eat at First Watch. I wasn't as good as you, so, yeah, I had some amazing bacon that I think was crusted in brown sugar and covered in maple syrup, so I'm sure that wasn't too good for me, and I think it was called skillet hash. You can get two eggs, any style, over some seasoned potatoes. What I can say is, one, that was amazing. Number two, this place gives you coffee, so the cup is big and they leave the pot on your table, so that's an important point to me. So thank you, First Watch, for the nicest coffee delivery I've seen in Chattanooga in a long time. So I can go through a lot of coffee, as Ed, you know.
Absolutely, and I've eaten there and I've been very pleased. If you choose wisely, that is the key of all restaurants, because they have the best oatmeal I've
ever
had.
Had a kale
there.
Tonic too, and that was actually really good.
Yes, it is excellent, and they have farm-raised eggs. You can actually choose. You can get the commercial crap, or you can get the really good stuff. Sorry to say that. Okay, it's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing a new clinic in Chattanooga called Brio, B-R-I-O, with Meredith Mason. It's more of a functional medicine holistic clinic, and it is found at briomedicine.com for those who can't stay on the show for the next few minutes. We've got that, more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we have Meredith Mason, a nurse practitioner from Chattanooga, who I'm excited to announce and be working with. She is going to tell you about a new integrative medical clinic that she is founding. And welcome, Meredith, to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ed. I'm very excited to share with the Chattanooga community about what we're going to be doing in this new clinic, which is called Brio Integrative Medicine. So the reason that I started this clinic was really by necessity of looking in our own community for help with some of the issues that I have had over the past years, and feeling like there needed to be a clinic that really addressed problems from a new way of thinking, or what we call functional medicine in the medical community. And this is a large movement by physicians all over the country and even now world that strive to get to the root cause of conditions. And how we accomplish that is through sometimes traditional testing methods, which can be blood tests, and then also the use of functional medicine testing that are sometimes unique in the medical community, but looking for actual, like I said before, the root cause of conditions. So this clinic is going to really focus on the treatment of things that people might have sought advice or care for from traditional practitioners before, but they may feel that their issues have not been fully addressed. For example, I like to work with people with fatigue issues. Fatigue is one of the most common complaints in traditional medicine, and it's one of the hardest things to treat in a way because so many things can be causing fatigue. So, for example, in a functional medicine clinic, a person that presents with fatigue, a provider would actually be looking at potential thyroid issues, potential adrenal health issues. The adrenals are glands, endocrine glands, that sit on top of our kidneys and produce various hormones, including cortisol, our catecholamines, which are epinephrine, norepinephrine.
Let me interrupt 1 second. You're singing my song when you speak these things, because here's what I don't want to do with people listening. This is not something that really generally replaces your normal mainstream visits to your doctor. You know, if you have acute sicknesses, you have injuries, you have this, you have that, you want a, you know, a regular physical, you still, it's perfectly fine to go to your regular people. Functional medicine, again, like you said, is looking for the more the deeper and sometimes very complex issues that are creating the long-term health chronic problems that we have. And a lot of mainstream medicine is phenomenal at treating acute sickness and, of course, injuries. I mean, they save lives every minute, and including their normal drugs and everything else. Where I think I get frustrated is in the addressing of the chronic 5, 10, 20-year issues, where people simply just kind of tread water and then they slowly go downhill. Does that make sense, Dr. Green, how I'm explaining that?
Yes, and I was just thinking about something you said a second ago, that non-traditional medicine does not replace traditional. I agree with that. I don't know that every traditional provider will, so I would say for a patient, if they plan on doing that, I would say feel free to communicate that to your provider. I've had several people who, there's someone down in Pensacola I've had a few people go to, and they've asked me, do you mind if I do it? I said, no, it's another point of view. We'll just get smarter. I mean, what does it matter if it helps the patient? It doesn't matter if it's not my point of view. Let's see what this person says. I'm not your average provider, so I can say that not everyone, there are plenty of providers that would get offended if their patient just wants to go, say, to chiropractic, which is mainstream to me, but to integrative medicine, a few people would find that radical and not agree with the patient. So I guess the patient will have to decide, do you discuss that with your provider or not? I think open communication is better. And if they're open to that, then I think both parties can learn. I think Meredith and I could work together and she could say, look, this is my viewpoint, and I could talk about mine, and the patient benefits from both viewpoints. I think that's possible. But yeah, I don't know that all the providers would agree with that from non-traditional medicine. That's the one thing I got out of that. As far as the chronic conditions and non-traditional and traditional looking into it, I agree with Meredith. It's very difficult. Fatigue is multifactorial, very difficult to look into. You can have fatigue just due to life, or it could be a medical problem, and it's actually difficult to look into. I also, like her, enjoy looking into that, because a lot of times if you can help the patient, which most times you can, it is very satisfying to both parties.
Well, great explanation. And I deal with people all day long who come in. When I explain things like functional medicine and when I recommend Meredith for those who are frustrated because they've treaded water for so long and they know there's a better place with their health and their energy and their, you know, how many times do people go to their regular docs and they check their certain nutrient levels? How many times have you had your adrenals checked? Never, most of the time, unless there's a disease that actually like a tumor on it. Then they, of course, are looking. But in functional medicine, it's imperative. And Meredith is one of those who is signed on to this whole issue of really healing. But the problem is in Chattanooga and many towns, you need to have a partner on this journey. You know, Nutrition World is set up to help people in so many ways, but we can't really partner as your health practitioner. So we're helping you to find those correct people, and Meredith at Brio will be one of those. And so, Meredith, as far as your clinic, you are now seeing patients. How does this work if a person wants to involve themselves into this kind of paradigm of healing and medicine and nutrition?
Well, first, the easiest way might be to check out our website and see what services we offer and what conditions we're good at treating. So our website is www.briomedicine, which is spelled B-R-I-O, and then medicine.com. They can go on there and also make an appointment. I've made it as simple as possible using all the technology available to us in this digital age for people just to go online and click an appointment button and then choose a day and time that works best for them. I do an extensive initial history and workup. I spend 1 hour initially with patients discussing their health history and deciding on a course of treatment and testing. They are also welcome to call our phone number, which is 423-541-1371. And we're located right off of 153 and Lee Highway. So it's accessible from the tri-state area.
And in about April, you will be moving to a larger facility, which will be on Lee Highway. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we're discussing what we call functional medicine with Meredith Mason from Brio Integrative Medicine. Now, what we're speaking of course, is the difference between the approaches to health. And, you know, the mainstream approach has a great, a lot of positives to it. But sometimes we get left out of the healing conversation, the fact that we need someone to look deeply into one many areas, but one area that I know, Meredith, you are very personally skilled in from a life journey and also professionally, as I am, is gut health. And there's very few people who really can look into the aspects of gut health as far as from a holistic functional perspective. And the reason I say that, or the reason I want to say that, is because the gut health is completely tied to your mental state. If you have lots of anxiety and depression and emotional ups and downs that are simply uncontrollable, then you have to deal with gut issues, because that's where a whole lot of your brain chemicals are made. And very few of the normal practitioners realize how to do this. What is your approach when someone comes in and you kind of realizing that their immune system's not working due to gut issues and their brain chemicals are unbalanced? What would be the first step?
So again, with a proper history, I can start to tease out people that come in for anxiety and depression almost always have concurrent gut issues. So when I start asking how their digestion's going, their bowel movements, looking at a lot of different things, I'm starting to see there's also involvement in the gastrointestinal tract. I see that almost every single time. So then we start talking about looking at food allergy testing, because the first thing we've got to really do is to eliminate things that are causing inflammation in that gut lining. So looking at food allergy testing, looking at potential stool testing to identify pathogenic species of bacteria, yeast, or parasites. And then also even talking about the environment in which they live, their home. Are they exposed to mold or toxins in their home that need to be removed? You know, from there, we look at going in and assisting digestion with some different supplements, eventually adding probiotics as their gut starts to heal. And then at the end, looking at some other supplements as well to assist gut lining healing. I have had some really dramatic results, even with Crohn's patients, people with ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, in just a few weeks. That really even surprised me. The body wants to heal given the right environment. So it's really just figuring out and personalizing for each individual what that environment is, and figuring out how we can turn down that inflammation so that epithelium, that lining of our intestinal tract, can heal on its own.
I love that. And, you know, when you said something to the effect that the body really wants to heal, yes, it does. We've lived on this earth for tens of thousands of years, and we've had self-healing 99% of that. And it has been amazing. If you knocked out injuries from animals and all the stuff that happens in daily life in the jungle setting, and you knocked out childbirth deaths, the physical capacity is miraculous on its own. But, of course, we lived in a more pristine world back then that allowed this activation to be far stronger. And when you speak about autoimmune, there's really no drug that I know of that does anything but patch the system. And when I say patch the system, it's turning the buttons off of the immune system so that it won't keep attacking. Hey, there's a place for this. Don't get me wrong. You can't function. You can't work. You can't you can't move. You need to do something to help that. But the issue and the weak part of that conversation is it's not doing one single thing to look into why it originated. How many people out there who have autoimmune has had their gut flora checked, has seen if they have leaky gut, has seen if they have the mold issues and all of there's a we could fill a page with this. And it's really not that difficult if you're skilled in it as you are. And so I'm excited for Chattanooga. I look very forward to many years of you assisting a lot of people. And again, this doesn't mean you get rid of the people that you already respect and have on your game plan. It's really building a team. And you are going to be a big partner on many people's teams as the future rolls on. And thank you, Meredith, for joining us. Again, that's Brio, B-R-I-O. Medicine.com, and it is cutting-edge personalized medicine.
Quick question, Ed. Yeah. I know we're running out of time. I know traditional insurance a lot of times, probably most times, doesn't cover gut testing, the flora, what we're talking about here. Even when you're really sick, it's hard to get it covered. So if someone were paying out-of-pocket for like the testing that you do, how much does that cost?
Well, Meredith, you may can address that. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, surprisingly, Medicare is starting to cover some of the functional medicine testing. If not, they actually will reduce it given the right diagnoses for the patient and that it's appropriate testing. If not, usually we can get a comprehensive stool testing for around
$200. $200, not too bad.
The price has come down dramatically. These tests used to be close to $1,000 even just 10 years ago or so.
I checked once and it was a little over $400. Not that long ago.
Actually, and I as a provider, I also get some good rates on those tests.
Nice.
Lovely, lovely. Well, it's time for us to take a break. Thank you, Meredith, with Brio. When we come back, we will be discussing how to lose weight through a specialized program called Ideal Protein with Katie Coleman. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with Dr. Green, and today we are talking to Katie Coleman about one of the probable most often asked questions of me and Nutrition World over the past 40 years, which is, I need to lose weight, and I've done every diet on earth, and I can't keep it off, and all the comments that come with our society today. I mean, we are in an epidemic of obesity. And there's many people who are certainly not obese, but who cannot manage their weight. And one of the underlying foundations of health that we have now learned scientifically is when you are overweight, you produce more inflammation. And I speak of this constantly. I write of this always. Chronic inflammation is at the root of all the diseases that we don't want to get as we age. Everything from Alzheimer's to arthritis to plaque in the arteries, immune dysfunction, gut health, when you have something that kind of festers for year after year, you're going to create damage. And finally, you start having symptoms. Don't think that just because you have all of a sudden a pain in your elbow that it started last month. It started last decade or longer before. Well, Nutrition World has been involved with a type of diet out of Canada called Ideal Protein. And we have about, in my estimation, a 95% plus success rate in helping people in a far different way to manage their weight than other diets. So welcome, Katie. You are, I know, been more involved in Ideal Protein as the head coach for many, many years, and certainly consider you an expert. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here today. So
I want you to tell people, you know, the underlying kind of premise and why this is a different type of a program for them to consider if they have been struggling with weight.
Yes, definitely. So this program came out of Canada about 30 years ago. It was based on the science of a ketogenic lifestyle, but it is not the ketogenic diet that is circulating the internet and Pinterest and Facebook today. It's a modified ketogenic diet. So what we're currently seeing in the news and Facebook and all that is a very high fat, very low protein, and very low carbohydrate ketogenic diet. This is going to be more of a moderate fat, moderate protein, lower carb diet. I think the best thing about this diet, there's two things that just put it above other ones that I have seen out there. One is it actually teaches you, as you're losing weight, about macronutrients, about food, and how to keep the weight off long term. So this is not a crash diet. This is not something that gets the weight off and then we say, see you later, good luck with that. No, this is a way of teaching you mentally and teaching your body how to keep weight off long term. The second thing is that I'm mentioning here, it's so important for our pancreas to not have to work all the time digesting simple sugars, simple carbs, having to release insulin to bring the blood sugar back down. This is a common everyday, probably every few hour occurrence for most Americans that eat the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet. And it is pretty sad. So with most people eating white breads, pasta, lots of fruit all day long, sugars, sugary drinks, sweet tea, Cokes, all of these things just end up causing our pancreas to have to work in overdrive. Our pancreas working in overdrive makes our insulin go nuts. Insulin is a growth hormone. So if you begin to wonder, why am I growing? Why am I having issues with my weight, my body fat? Well, your insulin production is more than likely faulty. So we have to fix the root of the weight problem, which is insulin. And that's what this diet does. So I think that scientifically, it just makes sense.
Well, that's a perfect explanation, because so many people still have the perception to lose weight, I just push back from the table. I eat less calories. And one thing that I know we both completely have agreed upon is that that doesn't always work. I mean, people who have experimented realize now that sometimes you can eat far less, you can work out every day, and you can look at food and gain weight. And so many people are frustrated, and I will have to say, it's actually more women than men, are trying their level best, and they lose 1 pound or 2 pounds, and they can't keep it off. They make one mistake, and they gain it all back. And the reason's not because... Or the fix is not to eat less calories. The fix is to fix the chemistry of the body. Because most of us, when we were younger, didn't really have to worry too much about weight. Now, some did, but most did not. Well, what changed between the age of 18 and 38? Well, what changed was, some of it was habits, but it really was the physiological chemistry of the machine that we call the body. And you explained it eloquently about the pancreas. When you have a functioning pancreas that is optimally healthy, and I will have to say, I think mine is, because I still weigh the same thing now that I weighed when I was 18 years old, and I eat 5 times a day, But the reason that I can do that is because I have adhered to the principles very closely, somewhat, to Ideal Protein, and which means my pancreas gets to rest. And so when it does process food, it's doing it efficiently. It's not packing it on. And I know Ideal Protein is now, it's a diet that is a very accountable. Tell people how a person would be involved in this and how many times they come and, you know, the whole protocol.
Yeah. So for most people, dieting can be a confusing, scary thought and they don't know where to begin. That is all taken care of you with Ideal Protein. You would come into our store. We have three coaches that have either experienced the program or are highly trained in the program. You would come in. We would explain to you exactly what to eat, what not to eat, help you pick out some foods that we have at our store, show you what to get at the grocery with a list of do's and don'ts that's very simple. And you would come back in every single week to our store, weigh in on our state-of-the-art body fat machine that checks your weight, body fat, visceral fat, which means your actual fat that's sitting in and around your organs. It would check your muscle mass, your hydration levels. We'd take measurements in five areas of the body, and we would do that every single week until you get to your goal. And then once you're at your goal, we then phase you off and we take away foods from our store and start bringing back in more of your own food and teaching you how to keep the weight off. And we will stay with you if that's a whole nother year and you feel like you need us for another year, we'll stay with you another year. If you think you've got it in a couple weeks, then that's wonderful. But the accountability that we have is one of the reasons that the success rate is so high. I've probably seen in my 5 years of being head coach of Ideal Protein, 600 people on this protocol with a success rate of about 90% of people losing weight and keeping it off.
Yeah, because I get to see these people also. I'm definitely not an Ideal Protein consultant coach. However, you know, I'm there 6 days a week and I hear feedback and comments. And not only that, I don't even have to hear the comments. I visually see women and men who have struggled for so long. And finally, they actually look like different people. And I know when they do tell me about things, here's a couple of the comments that is very constant. After 1 to 2 weeks, all of my cravings for bad food left. And that is huge because you cannot self-discipline yourself for the rest of your life to be perfect. You're going to have to find a balance within the chemistry of your body so that when you walk past a cookie, you're not like a drug addict that's all you think about is going back and taking the whole thing and eating it. Those things disappear on an Ideal Protein diet. And when we say accountability, it is accountability. We make it simple for people, but it's also the coaching part so that if you do see or we see that all of a sudden you became stagnant in your weight loss, we know how to figure out what went wrong. And I know you can please comment on this, Katie. I know many times what stops the weight loss is someone who takes a drug. Tell me about that.
Yes, oftentimes over, you know, the 600 people that I've seen, if they have gotten on, you know, steroids or an antibiotic or random, you know, allergy meds or even sometimes just painkillers and things of that nature, I can see that reflected on the machine. I can see their fat not responding right. I can see their water weight going up. I can see their weight loss stagnant. So, you know, if you didn't have that accountability and you were doing this diet or a diet on your own and you thought, I'm dieting, I'm following what I need to, why am I not losing weight? That would be a very frustrating place to be. And I could see a lot of people giving up. But with our coaches and with our coaching minds, we know the questions to ask. We know what to look for. We know what signs to hone in on. And then we're able to say, oh, okay, you've started this new allergy medication. Let's see if there's maybe an alternative, maybe there's something else we can do to not keep you stagnant because we want to get this weight off just as much as that person does.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you know, I want people to hopefully believe me when I say this. want people to graduate off this protocol and program and go and live the rest of their life. You don't have to be handcuffed to us, our coach, or the foods that we talk about. It is about getting you to the right weight, the right chemistry, and us shaking hands and giving you a hug and saying, if you need us again, please call on us. And, you know, I don't know what you would say. There are probably, you know, 25% who fall off the wagon due to life, and they come back for tune-ups, and we coach them again for a few months, and then they get right back to their goal weight, and they know how to do this. Sometimes we all need a little bit of hand-holding, and our coaches are wonderful at that. But it is, and one of the things that many people have a struggle with is we make people eat sometimes more food than they want. And that's kind of a radical idea because everybody thinks you should eat less. Isn't that true? I mean, sometimes we have to really encourage people to eat more, right,
yes,
Katie?
Yes, very common. I'd say about half the people that come in to me and the coaches actually don't eat enough food, enough calories. And they're choosing the wrong calories of what they are choosing, but they're not getting nearly enough. They may eat one meal a day. They may drink coffee all day long until their really large meal at night, some sort of scenario like that. So oftentimes introducing the diet plan to them, one of the probably most common reactions is, I can't eat all this food. The thing is that you kind of have to eat all the food in order to really restart that metabolism, get the blood sugar running in a very balanced way. And so, you know, we're not going to force the food down anyone's throat, of course, but we're hoping we can teach them that eating more often, smaller meals and healthy, right choices is the way to go. And that does happen as they stick with us.
But again, it has to be set up with the right macros, macros being the right percentage of protein, fats, and carbs of the right source. Tell people who are listening who want to pursue this or want to learn more, how would they do this?
Yeah, you could call our store, Nutrition World, and ask for an Idle Protein coach. You could go to our website, nutritionw.com, and click on Idle Protein Diet. And we also have a lecture recorded on there from a doctor that came and spoke on this diet, and he had done the diet himself. So, or just walk in the store and ask for a coach, and any of us would be more than happy to begin your journey to better weight loss.
Thank you very much, Katie. It is time for us to take another break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about your nutrition and health. We've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my good friend and partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed, again for that kind introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. They also have a free app that you can download with all of the worship times and other information. There are more than enough things in our lives to cause us stress, especially this time of the year. Truthfully, we are surrounded by stress much of each day. But what if you could have peace in the middle of all this stress, living in confidence, not allowing the stress to dictate how you feel? Well, you can. You absolutely can. Let's look at a few verses. First, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Next, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. And next, Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, this is Jesus talking. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Well, from that first verse from Joshua, Joshua's at a very crucial point in his life, with his people about to go into their promised land, and then their leader Moses died. Was he stressed? Most certainly he was stressed to a severe level, but God told him to be courageous and to remember that God was with him. Well, I believe that we are called to live lives boldly and with confidence, walking the path God has set before us. We're called to be strong and courageous as well, living life fiercely and with purpose. Jesus taught us that he brings life, and life more abundant. So place all your trust in God, as he will never leave or forsake you, and he will never fail you. His character never changes, and he will be the anchor in the storm to keep you from drifting away, and he will be the foundation on which your life is built to keep your life from crumbling down around you during the storms of life. This means you can step into something with fear and worry and stress in your heart, knowing the emotions of confidence are not there yet. But the act of stepping out in faith, even when you're afraid, really especially when you're afraid, demonstrates to you, God, as well as others, that your confidence is in God, not your own strength. God himself will replace your stress with peace. Let me close with one more verse, this from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And what a great way to, again, start the new year. And each year we are given a little bit of a clean slate. I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions because, as we know, most people...
They're gone by February.
Absolutely, if you're lucky. And that really applies to the choice of food, losing weight, health, all the things, exercise. I mean, Gold's Gym, I'm there 6 days a week. It will be packed as of Monday for about 4 weeks. I have noticed over the decades of working out that 20 years ago, the gym would have stayed packed for 3 months. Now it's down to about 4 weeks, and then it starts fizzling.
You know, people often just bite off more than they can chew. They make a resolution that is so far beyond. I mean, let's say someone is morbidly obese. It's to be at their ideal body weight in 2 months. Hello, that's not going to be possible probably for most people, or to do that and run a marathon within 2 months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I often counsel patients, more baby steps. Plan something you're pretty sure you can reach and meet. Once you meet that goal, make another. But if you make too large and bold a step, I find that, well, I've done that too. Maybe you have too in years past. You just give up on that. So, you know, smaller steps. Make a limited resolution if you're going to do that. For me, I just look at that as a lifestyle change, and periodically I'll look at an area to improve and make a small change, a little bit at a time. It works, and you can reach that goal.
You can, and I agree with you. The only thing that I would add to that is you truly need to not be making commitments on a very superficial, flighty type of voice within the head, or because it needs to be deep-seated. You know, discipline is something that we all struggle with, but I do believe that my observations is people have less discipline today than they've ever had, one of which is because we lead such a cushy entitlement life, and, you know, that... When you lead hard lives, you really kind of build that discipline.
Less discipline, less commitment, too.
Absolutely. Now, the key that I give advice as far as going to the gym and working out is this. If you, in a perfect world, you would work out 6 days a week. We don't need to live in a perfect world. I'm obsessed. I'm neurotic. I'm first to admit it. I do work out 6 days a week. I never miss a workout, but you don't need to do this. Here's what you should do if you want to be consistent. When you wake up in the morning, well, first off, you have to have a place to work out. If it's at your home, it's fine. If it's at your walking track or if it's at your apartment of your gym, but you got to have a location. So here's the deal. If you wake up tomorrow morning and you say to yourself, did I work out yesterday? And the answer is yes, I did, you have an option to not work out that day. If your answer was no, I did not, there is no option. You do what it takes to get in that gym or get on that track and you walk. It's just an every other day process. You don't go every third day. So in the morning, you answer yourself that question. Now, I do want to say that as far as losing weight, we have January in Nutrition World is the most packed month we've ever had for lectures to help educate the community on topics. You know, we have access to the world's information at our fingertips these days, but that doesn't mean we have wise information. I have found that partnering with people I trust, like yourself, Dr. Green, I would text you or call you immediately if I have a question about, you know, a medicine or a health issue that felt I needed some guidance on, and I don't Google Dr. Google anymore because number one, I'm a hypochondriac, but and you are just phenomenal about negating my hypochondria. I know I asked a question about I got bit by a tick a few months ago, and I still remember you being consoling to me and saying, you're going to be okay, Ed. That's all I needed to hear because I was okay. I knew I was, but I needed some personal reassurance. And I think a lot of healers, and I call myself a healer, I think, and you're a healer. A lot of it is the intent of the healer and giving hope to the person that they're going to be okay is half of the process, don't you?
It's one of my three tenets of doing the health care. So when I'm talking to patients, one of the things that I will do, and there's several things, but that's a very simple thing, just reminding them that you're going to be better. It's going to be okay. One day we'll talk about the other two, but it's something I actually learned from my dad, and they're very, very simple things. But hope and peace are extremely important. I mean, we talked about that more times than I can think of here. But yes, that hope, that knowledge that you're going to be well, you're going to be okay, is crucial in healing. And your body is connected to that healing process.
Well, your body hears the hope, and it also hears when the rug has been pulled out from medical professionals who don't get it, that you don't take hope away from an individual. Okay, I got to get off my bandwagon. Only got a couple minutes left. NutritionW.com under events. If you have an interest in learning about keto diets, I am teaching along with my one of my star employees, Adam, a week from this Tuesday, we're teaching it on January 8th. At 6:30, and then on January 22nd, we are going to have the lecture on ideal protein, which we'll be speaking of actually on this show today, and that's a very accountable weight loss program where we hold your hand, we monitor, you come see us. Some people need that desperately. Some don't. I'm not one who would, but many people do. Most women lose 2 pounds a week. Most men lose 3. And then on January 29th, we have an advanced keto class, which will be a lot of question and answer on from people who myself and a couple other people that will be sitting up at front, and we can discuss a lot of the intricacies of people who already have embraced it, but yet are having some struggles. And then the great news again, which I announced last week, I think, is the Farm Bill passed. The president signed it. What that means for hemp is I don't have to hide it any longer. There was a time 2 years ago that it was hidden in the back of my office in the bottom drawer, and I was the only human who could go get it, and I had to look people in the eye and say, you are not going to do anything wrong with this. You're not going to get me in trouble. It was stupid. But now that's passed, so we now have legality on that. And then on the lecture is going to be January 15th on learning what you need to know about hemp. And lastly, January 26th, there's a technology called Beamer. We've interviewed someone here on the show before. It's a pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, and we're going to have a lecture on how incredible that is for healing.
Let me throw in one more thing that's just real quick. You were talking about jumping back to exercise before the announcements. If you can remove any obstacles to exercise, to fitness, do so. You know, two of mine that I used to use where I didn't have my equipment with me, my clothes and whatnot, and the gym was too far. So I always carry a gym bag, and I've got a gym near my office. I made sure it was somewhere where I could always be if I wanted to. So now at the end of work every day, I've got my gym bag, I've got the gym within sight, and I have no excuse, instead of across town, for instance.
Perfect. Set yourself up for success, not failure. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.